I think it's now almost 70% of all households have a pet. And then when you look at just the numbers, I mean, $136 billion consumers are spending on all things pet related. And that number is growing every year. And it's just incredible. Our pets are family, they're our kids. And owners want the very best, and they're going to spend the money on their pets.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have a guest joining us with a dual purpose. So March is Women's History Month, and with that in mind, we are super proud to be able to spotlight some female pioneers, some innovators, and some of the next generation of superstar women in franchising. In addition to that, every month in 2024, we are discussing a different industry in general. What are the different opportunities within that industry, which usually it's way more than people think, who might be a good fit and who might not for that particular industry? So we've got both a fantastic superstar woman in franchising, plus an expert in this industry, joining us to combine both of those. The industry we're going to talk about is the absolutely massive and usually pretty cute industry that is pet related. Our guest is an industry disruptor, even if she doesn't quite realize it. She's not just an inspiring leader, but she is the founder of an emerging and rapidly growing franchise in the pet industry. She's someone who has built an amazing team, an amazing culture, and she's a repeat guest of the Franchising 101 podcast, so you know she's got to be pretty cool to get that distinction. Before we get to all of this, of course, quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our number one goal is to help properly educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership to help determine if this is the right path for you. And if so, we're going to work with you to find your absolute best fit. Now let's get to the good stuff and talk to our amazing guest this week. All right, so that's a little bit about us. Now joining us today, to start with anyway, we have one human and two four-legged friends joining us today. If we can get them both on... they're the cute ones. We have joining us today again the founder of Woofy's Pet Ventures, Amy Addington. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tim? Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming back. And we both have guests today because we're going to talk two things. One, certainly all about the pet industry. So who's hanging out there with you today?
This is Bogey. He's my 14-year-old King Charles Cavalier. Sweetest little guy. So he's here at the office with me today.
King Charles Cavalier. This one is half Cavalier, half something else. Cavapoo. So this is Sir Henry. He's a little cranky because I just woke him up from his nap.
He has to make an appearance.
One of the eight naps a day. Like, who doesn't want to come back and be a spoiled dog in their next life? So thanks, and he's had enough of this. So we're gonna put him down. He can officially run back to mom now. So
there you go. And Bogey's going back to pet, so he's good.
So cool. Hey, again, seriously, thanks for coming, and we want to start with a little bit about the pet industry as a whole. But first, always, like, again, this is the people business. We're going to talk about you too and kind of your journey. But we'll give you, this is not Woofies specific, but I'm going to give you a little plug for Woofies, but just give us your scoop. And again, not everybody, believe it or not, listens to every single episode of this podcast. Shame on them. It's hard to imagine, right? But give us the Amy scoop. How'd you get into this crazy thing that is franchising?
Sure. So we started Woofies back in 2004. So this is actually our 20-year anniversary. I started with Leslie Barron, who lived across the street from me at the time. We were good friends, neighbors. And it really started from such a simple reason of there was a need for it in our local community. And I've been a pet lover all my life. Same with Leslie, just obsessed with animals. And I was traveling at the time for my corporate job, and I just did not have an option where I felt comfortable. I was not going to put my dogs in a kennel. They're used to being at home. But I also didn't have anybody that I felt comfortable giving the keys to my house and having them take care of my babies. So we knew there was a need. And so it started off in a very simple way of pet sitting and dog walking. We built that business up over the years, and people kept asking us about mobile grooming. And again, nobody was really doing it. It's definitely not on a scale that, we were looking for. So we bootstrapped our first van and hired a groomer and learned the grooming business very quickly. And it was really amazing, having the two lines of service, the pet sitting, dog walking with the mobile grooming. It's so much convenience for the client. And it's a great way to build and expand that relationship with the customer. So when it came time to figuring out how to grow the Whoopee's business here in Ashburn, we started looking at franchising, and it became very clear very quickly that that was the right business model for us. I want business owners running Whoopee's businesses across the country, people who are fully invested financially, emotionally, very tied into that business because it's such a relationship type business with the customer.
Yeah. And I know you guys are off to a fast start with this because of all the amazing things just in the industry, but certainly the things you guys have put together. And as I said, I don't know, a couple months ago when you were on the first time, just can we please target Tarpon Springs, Florida,
Yes.
for our
I'm ready.
little friend. So the pet industry in general, and Woofies is one of the few franchises that doesn't discriminate, right? Like dogs get all the attention from this, right? But in most cases with the pet industry, but the pet industry is massive. So give us a little bit of just kind of, I know there's some stats even on like how many households have them. Walk us through just the enormity of the industry.
Yeah, I mean the business is growing like crazy. The pet industry, it's very much proven to be recession proof, pandemic resistant. We've had here government shutdowns. We've had so many things coming our way. At the end of the day, pets are family, and the owners need a great company to care for their pet. Whether it's on the pet sitting side, the grooming side, or both. Up to almost, I think it's now almost 70% of all households have a pet. And then when you look at just the numbers, I mean, we have $136 billion consumers are spending on all things pet related. And that number is growing every year. And it's just incredible. And I think, being part of the industry for the past 20 years, it's been really amazing to just watch the evolution of everything that has been changing and progressing and the technological changes that have impacted our industry. But I think a lot of it really boils down to it's just that ongoing humanization of our pets. Our pets are family, they're our kids. And owners want the very best, and they're going to spend the money on their pets. It's been amazing to watch just the change over the last 20 years, especially.
Yeah. Well, and I think even probably the last four, right? Like
Oh, yeah.
the changes that are like permanent from COVID. And obviously you hate to look at something like the pandemic and point to positives, but there certainly were. One, you couldn't find an animal in 2020 to adopt, right? Because everybody was stuck. For all those people that were used to going to an office, like I've been working from home forever, so I'm like this, like it was all the same, but you couldn't find them, right? And then again, somewhere over the last few years, it's just become more acceptable to
Absolutely.
have the pet, certainly more the dog than anything else, out in public at places where they weren't, certainly pre-pandemic, right? So, and so the couple of things with the industry, obviously Woofies is something that is mobile, but most people, when they think of pet, they're going to think of that kind of that brick and mortar thing, right? Where all
Right.
the, you've got the boarding on the, and the daycare, the pet supply things, right? Obviously we think of PetSmart, but there's franchises that do similar thing, the grooming, the training, all of those things. But I think also the again, kind of the shift over the last 4 or 5 years is We've all gotten more and more selfish. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want it, and as immediately and as convenient as possible, which is now almost all of these things, which is the brilliance of Woofies, is like now from that mobile standpoint, right? So it's really like, again, franchising in general, for people looking at it the first time, they always think of the brick and mortar, but the kind of the mobile come to you things is grown incredibly, which is obviously for you guys has been a huge advantage for, again, just that appreciation and that desire of like, I want it now, bring it to me, right? So
Absolutely. And during
you've seen that
COVID,
change a lot, right?
oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, during COVID in his early days, all the brick and mortar grooming salons were shut down, the daycares were shut down, and we were able to continue grooming because we had the mobile unit. It's one-on-one. You know, we could do everything from a very safe distance with the client. And that's what customers wanted. And it was incredible. Like those first few months, people couldn't get their hair done, but their dogs could get groomed. And that was so funny. We had a lot of the mothers of dogs that were very frustrated that their dog was able to have a spa day and they could not. But it was incredible. We saw such growth in the mobile business during COVID. It was amazing.
So in general, a little bit more general questions versus kind of Woofie specific, but I think in most industries and most franchises, you really don't need any level of industry experience. And from a pet standpoint, would you say that's also pretty accurate that, like, again, you don't need to be a groomer or have any like background in the pet world to be a pet franchise owner? Would you say that's accurate as well?
That's accurate. I mean, we have never seen one franchise owner come on board who had any kind of background in grooming. And so we actually have a groomer instructor on our operations team that can work directly with our franchise owners, which has been really great. I think the biggest thing that we look for, obviously, they've got to bring that business acumen, that business experience of building and managing and retaining a team, that customer service. Focus on logistics, you know, route optimization, all of that. But the big piece too is that passion for animals. So you have to have that true love for animals because that way you really understand what your customers are looking for. You understand what kind of service you need to provide your customers. You understand what type of team members you need to bring on, you know, people that understand your culture, your vision, your values, and your customer service philosophy. And that's something that I think of Woofies, you know, and how we've been in business for the past 20 years. We started off in such a simple manner of go above and beyond for the pets, do whatever you need to do to take care of them and give them the absolute best care as if they were your own. And that's really what has guided us in the last 20 years. Getting down to the basics is that amazing customer service, but it stems from that passion for animals that all of our franchise owners have.
Yeah, it's I think this is one of, there's a few industries where it's a little almost opposite of everything else in franchising. We talk a lot about this, is there's the myth of the passion, right? Oh, you should own a business that you're passionate about. Like maybe, right? But it's the, I always use the example, like you could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise, right? Because you can see that business model, because it's not a super personal, touchy-feely thing. With this, like you said, you can't go in and go like, oh man, I see like, geez, 70% of the households have a pet and all the potential, but man, do I hate pets. Like that's just not gonna work. You have to have some level of appreciation and passion for this, right? And then I would guess from a staff standpoint, people like to talk about it just in business ownership in general, you know, labor issues, whatever, which I always think it's really more of a leadership issue than a labor issue. But you have kind of that same thing with this, right? You may have somebody skilled as a groomer, but even a walker or a sitter is somebody that's working like a doggy daycare. They also have that passion. So I'm guessing you see a little more stickiness with employees in this industry. Do you think that's fairly accurate?
You do. I mean, you bring in people that have that true love for animals and they get very attached to the clients, which is great. And I just think it is so important to attract the right people into your business. And take good care of them. I mean, our team members are everything. You'll have the demand, you have the requests coming in. If you don't have the great team members to provide that exceptional support, your business is not going to last. And so the team is really everything. So it's not about just attracting the right people, but retaining those people. And also, a big piece is a career path. I think it's really important for those who are looking for a career path in the pet industry. It's so important to offer that and provide that. And that's something that's very big in our brand as a culture, is offering career path to people, because a lot of people love animals and they may not realize that you could actually make a career out of this. You could be a full-time pet sitter, dog walker. You could be a full-time groomer or bather. You could be a full-time back office admin, support team member. So there's so much opportunity there. And that's one thing I take a lot of pride in, is, and our franchisees have really embraced that as well. They're the same mentality of, when you find a really good team member and they want to do more, create opportunities for them so that they can do more. And that's what's going to lead to having people stay with you for quite some time.
Yeah, no, and again, it's like anytime somebody goes down the path of like, oh, there's labor issues, I promise you it is. Like, if you own a business, or like even if you're just working someplace and you've got a lot of turnover underneath you, like, it ain't them. Look in the mirror. Hey everyone, I want to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Arkadek. Arkadek is the world's largest designer of all the cool things in your backyard: custom decks, porches, screen porches, outdoor fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, pergolas, gazebos, you name it. If it's something cool and amazing in the backyard, Arkadek can do it for you. Sounds amazing, but guess what? As an owner, you don't need any design or construction experience. You need to be a people person. You need to be able to connect with your customers, your contractors that are doing the work, and in the community to build those relationships, to be that go-to person for all the incredible things you're going to build in people's backyard. You don't need an office. You don't need stuff. You just need yourself, eventually maybe a small little staff to build off of that. And as part of the Empower Brand group of franchises, you're going to have fantastic marketing support, all of the design and creative technology, really everything you need to be successful. What you need is what to be a person that can grow a big, huge business, helping people create this amazing thing in their backyard. If all this sounds like it might be a great fit for you, our team at FranCoach is here to help you find the perfect fit. Perhaps it's Arkadek. Let's chat, and we can help you create your better tomorrow. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that, seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. I love that on the pet industry. I want to kind of transition a little bit to you and kind of your journey. And again, March being Women's History Month, we really want to celebrate some of the rock stars in the industry. And it's not always easy. Like, it's never easy, right? So, what were some of the things maybe for you kind of getting really started as a business owner and then in franchising? Did you run across any particular challenges that you think maybe were specific to being a woman in this industry, and kind of how did you work through that?
If there were specific challenges of me being a female, I think I ignored it, because to me, business is business. And male, female, in my mind, that I don't look at it that way. And I never want, and hope that a female never feels like they have to do something different or unique, or they have different obstacles against them. To me, it's just not even an issue because I don't allow it to be. I grew up with all boys, and so maybe I just have that mentality from a young age. But you know, I do think it's really important to provide mentorship for women who are in business. Not everybody maybe has had that same experience. Maybe some people have had a little bit of a ceiling from being a female, like maybe in their corporate careers or you know some other job in the past. I celebrate all employees, and especially the women now. You know, we're a women-founded business. A lot of our franchisees are women owners, and I'd love to see women that are younger in the business, growing up in the business, expanding their roles, maybe moving into another Woofy's location. We have countless examples of that in Northern Virginia where we started, and that means the world to me. I absolutely think that is so important, is to just elevate all employees. But you know, of course, I always have a soft spot for the ladies because you know I love to see strong women in business. I think that's amazing.
Well, and it's interesting, your first comment is like, basically, like, I just, if it was there, I just ignored it. And I will say that's kind of been a theme of the people we've talked to with this, is like, like, who cares? Like, I am here, like, I'm here at the table. Let's go. We're here to get work done. And then you talked about this, and I want to go, like, some of the things that for you as a leader, just a leader in general, and a leader, a female leader, some of the kind of the things that you hope to have an impact on others, as whether you want to admit it or not, you're going to be an inspiration, and kind of a visionary for others. What are some of the things you want to do to help other women getting into, whether it's getting into franchising, into business, to help them kind of have the same level of success and growth that you've had?
I have had multiple people over the years reach out and asking for business advice. I love to mentor other people. I think that's such an honor, and I absolutely love to do it. It's a passion for me. So I've had several people, even before we started franchising, you know, we had a big team here in Ashburn, our corporate location. And we had several people that were amazing team members of ours, and they moved out of the area for one reason or another. But they started their own businesses. It was before we franchised. And I worked with them all the time to give them guidance, give them advice. And then now with franchising, working with these new business owners, it's just been such an incredible experience. I mean, it's very rewarding to see our franchisees, and when they have a huge month or they hit a huge milestone, or they just, you see them really evolving as a business owner. Or when you see somebody coming in new into your business and you watch them kind of move up into ranks and move up in different roles. I love that. I think that is one of the most rewarding parts of being a business owner. And I look for that opportunity any chance I get. If there's anybody that calls me and wants advice, I would pick up the phone in 2 seconds. And I think too, what I love about Authority Brands, you know, we became part of the Authority Brands family a couple of years ago, and there's a lot of really strong women business leaders and at Authority Brands. And I love that because they've all become now peers of mine. So I have this great network of women that, you know, I can go to and talk to, and vice versa. And that part's been really great too with Authority Brands. So, you know, looking at our franchise owners as an example, we have two female executives at Authority Brands that bought our Columbia, Maryland
Oh,
location.
nice.
So yeah, so that's been that was great to have them on board. I love it. So
Cool. So, was there anybody that you would point out to and say was a real mentor for you?
I've had several mentors over the years, at different levels of, you know, in corporate, I had some mentors. In franchising, it's been a great mix of people. There's been so many that, you know, and I love that about franchising. You know, you could pick up a phone and talk to somebody that could be in a brand that's competing with yours, or is in the same family as Authority Brands, or something completely unrelated to the pet space. And these are people that I've met at conferences and just built a relationship with. So There's so many. I mean, it'd be hard to actually pinpoint just one,
Right, because
because I will,
then you're gonna
yeah.
make somebody mad because you're gonna forget them, right? Like,
I
don't you
know.
even mention me. I'm gonna throw another question at you, and I've asked this of everybody that's been on this month, and I'm prefacing this in every single time. So if you think this is a dumb question, my wife, who is also a rock star, female leader in franchising, she came up with this. So if you think it's dumb, we blame it on her. If it's good, we edit this part out and I take all the credit for it. So,
Got it. Noted.
what is your superpower?
I would say I am constantly thinking of solutions, and I will do everything I can to come up with solutions, whether it's an employee that's maybe not in the right spot, or a franchisee's having a challenge, or there's something for our brand that we need to do to elevate our brand further. I am constantly looking at solutions, networking with who I need to network. I would say that's probably, if I had a superpower, I don't know. I guess I would
That
say
that no, it's like, well, I love it. There was we were just talking about this the other day. Was there, you know, there's people that are going to point out the problems, and then there are people that are going to point out the solutions, right? And it's like, I think if somebody wants to figure out how to elevate themselves into a leadership position or be a better leader, I think that's fantastic, because it is like, yeah, we can all figure out the problems. Those are usually pretty easy. What's the solution? And it's okay if that solution may not actually be the solution, but it's going to get us closer. It's going to think of the, again, more of that. And you've got a very positive outlook on things, which I think is, it's been, you haven't said it, but you come across that way. But the other women we talked to this month, like positivity, like you could just, it just, it, it, and again, I think it becomes uplifting, and you're able to bring people up versus keep shoving them down over and over.
absolutely. I mean, I think as any time you're in a leadership position, you have that responsibility to stay very focused, stay focused on solutions, not get caught up in the problems. Just fix it. Stop talking about it. Don't complain about it, but fix it. And I think a great example was during COVID. I mean, in mid-March of 2020, literally everything shut down, and we had three brand new franchisees that had just started. I'm in, mentally just thinking, oh my goodness, I'm worried about my new franchise owners. Our corporate location, we had probably 120 plus people on board at that time. So I'm worried about them. They need paychecks. They need the work. And I realized, very quickly, whatever worries I had or concerns, I had to handle it myself, because I had to exude confidence to the team members. And that was our marching orders, is move forward. Let's figure it out. Okay, pet sitting completely shut down. Let's focus now and pivot on grooming. And what else can we do? What other services can we offer? What can we do to keep Woofies engaged in this new business climate that we are facing? And there was so much uncertainty, but I could never show that to my own team members, to our franchise owners, because they're going to feed off your energy. So there's no point. And frankly, no one has the time to be negative and to worry and stress. Like you just have to focus on the issues at hand and come up with solutions.
Yeah,
So.
we use the acronym FSO, which is figure stuff. We'll go with stuff today. There's another S word sometime, but figure stuff out, right? And I think,
I like that.
yes, as a franchise owner, like the whole point of being a franchise owner is the franchise has got the plan, they've got all the training, the support, but they're not there every single day, every single decision, right? And as that leader, as that owner, you have to want to be the person that's going to go, yeah, I can FSO it right here, right?
Absolutely.
And and again, with that positivity of like, you don't want to be Eeyore and like, oh geez, another problem, I don't know what we're going to do. No, figure it out. So I love that. So the other thing I wanted to throw at you is, not that we would ever listen if we got a chance to talk to our younger selves, because our younger selves were, you know, e egotistical. No, leave me alone, old guy. Like, I don't need that. What would you tell maybe kind of your younger self that you wish you would have learned a long time ago that maybe also then you can share to somebody else out there? What would that be?
I think looking back, I would have started Woofies earlier. I spent 12 years in corporate. I'm glad I did. I had a lot of great experience. But I love being a business owner. I love the autonomy it gives me. I love building a team. I love have something that's mine. And in fact, I'm becoming a franchisee. I just became one for Woofies down in Delray Beach. My husband and I bought the Woofies Delray. So, I would say that follow your passion, and you don't always have to have that perfect scenario. You graduate college and you have to do X amount of time in corporate and this, and this. I probably stayed in corporate a little bit longer than I should have, just because that's what you do. And I was on
Right.
that career path, and it just happens. And next thing you know, 12 years go by. And so I would say definitely, you don't have to follow the norm. And I think a lot in the pet space, for example, groomers, there's a lot of people in the pet industry, like groomers in particular, maybe that don't want to go to college, and they have this amazing skill to be a groomer. And so do like what's is right for you. And there are so many opportunities out there, and you can have an incredible career in grooming. So it doesn't have to be this cookie cutter path for your work experience. I think you can really look at different options, and I think I would have looked earlier in retrospect. So
Yeah. And so how many times do you hear people that are, you're coming into Woofies and we've been doing this for 10 years, the amount of people we talk to, they're like, I wish I'd have done this sooner. I wish I'd have done this sooner. And like, maybe, but maybe it really was the right time. But I think the part of the shift I think we're seeing, at least on our end with folks, is there's the old people like me that were brainwashed by their parents, right? Go to college, get your degree, go get your job. You'll work there until you retire and you'll get your gold watch and your pension, right? Well, they were dirty, dirty liars, right? And so it just doesn't work out that way. And there's so many, I mean, we get the amount of people we've had in their 20s, early 30s, one of which is a new Woofies owner, right? That's really have kind of realized so much faster than I think my generation did of like working for somebody else sucks, man. There's got to be a better way. And if it is take true ownership and have a franchise that you can again use the comfort like the security blanket of a corporate and all the plan and everything what the franchise has, or I think your point on the groomer is fantastic. Like nobody says you have to go to college, where you can have great careers. My wife has friends of hers, and they have two boys, and one went to med school, just graduated, now is a doctor. The other one was like, college was not for him. He's an apprentice, in fact, working for a franchise, an apprentice to be an electrician, right? I'm like,
Awesome. I love it.
and like, I guarantee you, the boy that's the electrician, like, he's gonna have way the hell less debt, right? And just probably at least as happy, if not happier career, make as much money, if not more money, because he found and he will always be employed because like that's never ever gonna go out of style. A groomer, like we're not gonna stop having pets, we're not gonna stop grooming them,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly.
I love that point is fantastic. The last thing I'm going to throw at you, and again, thank you again for coming on. By the way, your third visit and appearance on the Franchising 101 podcast, there's like a smoking jacket we send you, so it's
Oh, got
super,
it. Cool.
super, super, yeah, it's
Cookies
really
blue,
awesome.
I
Yes,
hope.
which is almost kind of Fran Coach Blue.
There
We're
you
not so cool as Woofies, where you get to, as an owner, you get to put your dog on the van, which is still like maybe one of the coolest things I've heard. So
It's
I love
honestly my favorite thing ever. It's
it.
the fact that our owners can either put their own dogs on the van, and it is so exciting when they see their van roll up for the first time and their babies on the side of the van. It's very cool experience to see that. But they can also do casting calls in our communities. They can, we had One location has an influencer on their van, their dog. Brilliant. I mean, there's so many options and opportunities, but to have your own baby on a van is pretty cool. So I think you need to buy a Woofies because Sir Henry needs to be on a van.
I tried to get our boy Matt out in California to put Henry on there, just like hook a
Well,
brother
Matt
up, give
needs
me some brownie points, but he's selfish. He wants his dog on there, so I'm like, there's room for more, dude. Come on. But no,
We're
it's
going to get
super.
Henry on a van, on a Woofie's van one of these days. Absolutely.
Yeah,
He's too cute. He needs to be on a van.
we're not a, we have a household agreement, or well, dual household agreement in our weird world. We're not buying any franchises in 2024, so we're on a franchise hiatus right now. So,
Right, so I won't bother you.
right, but again, if somebody wants one in Tarpon Springs, Florida, like, have we met Henry? So,
You'll have a great customer right off the bat.
yes, right off the bat. So, last little thing, I guess kind of maybe I'm going to throw this really open because I kind of want to go pets and I kind of want to go on the female side of this. I'm just going to give you the floor. What do you want to share with people about the pet industry, about, and I love your comment of like the kind of that the women in business, just like it basically ignore that. But I'm going to give you the floor. Any last thing you kind of want to share with our listeners?
I just think the pet industry is so special. There's something working with animals. Your clients are pet owners. It's your the people you're employing on your team member in your team. You know, those are all pet owners. It's a very special industry. And I think on the pet services side, of course, I'm biased because I've done this for 20 years. But I just think it's an incredible opportunity, you know, whether it's somebody that's looking for a career, somebody that maybe is looking for a part-time job or to supplement their with their current job. I just think there's so much opportunity, and I just love to see good people come into the industry, good, responsible people. Like, I think my biggest thing when we first started, so many people would look at myself and Leslie and they thought we were crazy. You're quitting your corporate job. You know, your nice six-figure salary, and you're literally going and walking dogs. And everybody thought it was a cute little, you know, hobby. They didn't take it seriously. And to see like the overall level of professionalism in the pet industry, seeing that constantly being elevated, and Woofies is right there alongside that, because that's just so important, because it's an important business, the pet sitting, dog walking. I mean, these are people's babies. You're going into their homes. It's so personal. And I just want to see good people in that business. And that just makes me happy to see it.
No, I love it. And you made a comment about when you guys were starting and what people thought. Like, just know, I don't care what franchise you were starting. Just understand your current friends, water cooler friends in the corporate world, your family, they're gonna think you have lost your ever loving mind, right? What are you doing? The way that's gonna work, business is fake, all of this stuff. And one of the things that, and I just had a really good reminder of this with a former client of ours, but one of the biggest resources, and I think it's not talked about enough in franchising, that you're going to have as a franchise owner is the other owners in that system,
Yes.
right? And again, not every system is going to foster it as much as others. I know you guys do, but there is nobody that understands what you are going through, not even, your main support person in the brand, than those other franchise owners, right? So you kind of like not to want to like ignore your old friends, but you're going to know you've got a built-in like support group, basically. It's, I mean, borderline therapy sometimes with this, that truly know what you're doing. Somebody maybe a year or so ahead of you, maybe, and the next thing you know, you're going to be mentoring somebody and helping somebody like talk them off the ledge, because it's not all rainbows and unicorns. And so, but that support mechanism is huge.
I love that you brought that up, because I think as an emerging brand for Woofies, a big part of our job as a franchisor is not only putting, you know, all the program and all the systems in place and supporting our franchisees. But it's bringing on great new owners who buy into the culture. And that culture at Woofie's, is definitely one of collaboration among our owners. And that's so important because you're right. Like, it can be so daunting sometimes to be a business owner. Things are going to hit you. And, sometimes you feel a little bit alone. And that's where I love the franchise model because our franchise owners not only have their operations team, their marketing team, but they also have this peer network of other franchise owners who know exactly what they're going through. And I'm really proud of the franchisees that we have. I mean, Matt's a great example of a new one that's coming on board, but they really embrace that culture and want to be very collaborative with their other franchise owners. And that's something that's important to us.
It's just it's that the pride of ownership, but also pride of your brand, right? Like it's just
Absolutely.
all I think those things get hidden a little bit, but they're huge with this. And so no, and but really, most importantly, thank you for coming on again. I am
Thank
so
you.
super excited for to watch the growth of Woofies. You've done an amazing job of building a team. It's really a reflection of you. So I wanted to thank you for talking about pets,
Well,
slipping
thank
in a little Woofies,
you.
which sounds almost like the wrong thing to say, and then certainly celebrate you as just a truly genuine, amazing leader in the world of franchising. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. We'll have to make up a reason to get you back and get you that smoking jacket here very
I would
soon.
love it. I would love it.
Awesome. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Amy for joining us once again on the Franchising 101 podcast. And as always, we want to thank our loyal Franchising 101 podcast listeners for tuning in as well. I hope this continues and everything we do continues to give you insight into the amazing possibilities that are out there in franchising to become a franchise owner. Take control of your life. When you're ready, reach out to us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net, or our two main sites. Send us a message. Let's get a call set up. There's never, ever any fee for our service. And let us help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk with you next week.